From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. One of two rival Libyan governments says it's disbanding to make way for the new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government issued a statement saying it put the interests of the nation above everything else. But Indiana University regional analyst Abdul Qadir Sino says the real reason is the policy of carrots and sticks by the European Union.
The European countries have made clear signals that they will punish those leaders if they don't play along, and also provided them with incentives. The incentives include to free up billions of dollars who were in a Libyan state fund that have been basically embargoed.
Another Libyan administration in the eastern city of Tobruk has yet to recognize the unity government. The North African country has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. Iceland's prime minister resigned Tuesday, the first casualty of the so-called Panama Papers disclosures about hidden offshore investments of the wealthy, powerful, and famous. Leaked files from a Panamanian law firm revealed his wife's ownership of a company in the British Virgin Islands that has more than $4 million in claims against the country's own collapsed banks. The decision followed protests in the street demanding he step down.
We have to do something very strong, definitive, and a very clear message that it is not our character, not in our character. So this fake changes in government is not sufficient for us.
Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson quit ahead of a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament, with the ruling Progressive Party naming its deputy leader to take over as the country's new leader. This is VOA News. The U.S. says the new ceasefire prevailing in Nagorno-Karabakh appears to be holding. Several days of renewed fighting over the disputed region between Armenia and Azerbaijan left at least 60 dead. It's some of the worst violence since the war ended in 1994. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It's a very nascent ceasefire, but we're encouraged that it does seem to have taken hold. And we are actively engaging with both sides to urge them to strictly adhere to the ceasefire.
The current chairman of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Germany's foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said the OSCE's immediate effort now must focus on stabilizing the ceasefire, preventing any escalation. The U.S. has officially designated Salah Abdeslam, the main suspect in the 2015 terror attacks in France, as a specially designated global terrorist. It means all property subject to U.S. jurisdiction in which Abdeslam has any interest is blocked, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from engaging in any transactions with him. Abdeslam accused of helping plan the November 13 terror attacks in Paris that killed 18. He was captured in Belgium March 18th after more than 4 months on the run. In U.S. presidential politics, Texas Senator Ted Cruz cruised to an easy primary election victory late Tuesday in the upper Midwest state of Wisconsin, defeating current Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America. We have a choice, a real choice.
On the Democratic side, Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders upended frontrunner Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin as he cut into a wide, delicate lead heading into that party's national nominating convention. Tanzania says it's looking into allegations members of its peacekeeping contingent exploited 11 women and girls in the Democratic Republic of Congo, leaving all pregnant, with some already having given birth. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
We can confirm that out of the 11 allegedly abused women, 6 were minors. 7 of the alleged victims have already given birth, and 4 women are still pregnant. They have been referred to UNICEF, which has deployed a team on the ground.
The accused peacekeepers have been detained. They were part of the Force Intervention Brigade stationed in the eastern DRC village of Mavivi. South African President Jacob Zuma has survived an impeachment vote in Parliament following a court ruling that he violated the Constitution. Lawmakers of the African National Congress-dominated National Assembly voted 233 to 143 last week. The Constitutional Court ruled Mr. Zuma failed to pay back public funds used to improve his private residence. Impeachment required a two-thirds majority. The South African leader had survived a March 1st no-confidence vote over his handling of South Africa's economy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.